It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
That was a nice long break. Matt is still eating. Do you have a buffalo wing on your pizza?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, that's pepperoni.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I don't. There's a buffalo wing on there.
No, but now that you say that, that sounds delicious.
Yes.
I wish there were some left.
There are.
It's the Aristocrats, AristocratsRadio.com. It's the website. I'm Derek with the beans, always. Is Matthew.
Pizza time.
And we have our good friend Dawson.
Hello.
Do-do-do-do-do. I can't even think of the melody because this is playing. That always happens to me. If somebody's like, hey, what's that song? And there's music in the background. All I can hear is like, I did it. I can't.
Nope, that's not it.
For our lives. But what's the do-do-do?
Do-do-do-do-do.
Is that it?
Do-do-do.
See, it sounds completely wrong because there's something else in my ear. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know. Uh-oh. Why? Anyway.
It means that you really want to listen to the show intro music.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
Why are people still sending me Candy Crush stuff?
I don't know. I do.
Like, my brother-in-law just posted on my timeline.
Oh, no.
Derek,
please help me.
I beat your score at level 40.
No.
I don't care.
When I play the game on my tablet, it gives me the option to share, just like to be a dick, like brag, like the brag button.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, brag to your friends.
Like, I'm sure, like, oh, my God. Well, I got to go on now. Pull the car over. You beat my level. I got to play it now.
It's like, brag to your friends. Look at all this pussy I'm not getting.
Yeah. No, on Bejeweled Blitz... People would get very angry.
Oh, yeah?
Very angry.
What, that you bragged to them?
Yeah.
Like you beat their score?
They would get pissed. Like,
that was like a crazy game. People were really into it.
Mm-hmm. My cousin's like that with Angry Birds with Friends. It's like the second, I don't even want to send
Angry
him
Birds,
gifts.
That exists?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Angry Birds with Friends?
I win every week, but if I send him gifts, now he's got to hurry up. I see all of a sudden, it's back and forth. We'll like keep beating each other.
Yeah.
So I don't send him gifts because it doesn't bring it to his attention that I just beat his weekly high score. So if I start sending the daily gifts, now he's on trying to beat me. And I'm like, motherfucker.
I am officially the only person left, I think, in the world that plays Tetris Blitz.
I tried it.
You didn't like it. There was like three other people I was playing with. And last couple times I went on, just nobody. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
No,
but the good news is I get the top score every week.
King nothing.
And I get a couple coins.
The Bejeweled got me a couple of female hangouts, actually.
Hangouts?
Yeah, like, you know, beat some chick's score that is on your friends list, and then they get pissed. And you start chatting with them, like, oh, let's go to the bar or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like how'd you
random
guys
random chicks or
not randomly like people, that,
people
I,
you
know. That I know, but like, you know,
it's a good icebreaker.
Yeah, it's very.
That's so mad.
Very
how'd you meet? How'd you two get together?
Yeah. Oh, well, I whipped her ass at Bejeweled Blitz.
Kicked her fucking ass. Like right now, I'm playing this one chick, in Words with Friends, and
I like it when they call it WWF.
WWF. Oh, yep. And I beat her pretty bad. And she's a school teacher too. Mm-hmm. Beat her pretty bad. And
is it the one I know? One of the ones I know?
You know of her.
Oh, okay.
And then, let's see. A few weeks went by, and then all of a sudden I got a request from her for a rematch.
Ooh.
And I'm beating her ass again. She hasn't made a move in 10 days. So I think like, I have to. I think I have to like ease up a little bit.
Yeah.
Let them think that they went in.
Yeah.
Check out her profile. Does she like quit her job?
Nah. I know, right?
Just living in her car.
Yeah. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
The downward spiral of her life. She lost 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So.
I wanted to get right into the picture I'm about to show you guys. Matt, you might want to avert the camera.
I should stop eating.
No, I keep eating if you want.
Is it going to excite me?
I hope not. So, this showed up on Reddit today, I think.
Yeah.
I'm just going to
get Dawson's reaction here as soon as it comes up.
I don't know. I'm going to try and get the description of what I'm about to show you.
Okay.
Of course, it's going slow now. Okay, an elderly Malaysian man.
Oh, so it's going to be tiny.
Malaysian.
He must have felt frisky or something when he decided to try to use tight steel nuts as cock rings.
Oh, yeah, so I'm sure that worked out pretty well.
Somehow.
Cock rings, as in multiple.
While there's two of them. While his penis was flaccid, he applied personal lubricant to those nuts to get those nuts on, but soon his penis... Swelled.
What kind of nuts?
And the nuts just wouldn't come off.
No,
personal lubricant. Did he make it himself?
Yes. No, that's
take some ass juice.
That's like that's like the PC term for like
lube.
Lube.
Butt lube.
Yeah. Personal lubricant, meaning that you're using it specifically for yourself and no one else.
The out of control swelling continued.
Out of control.
Forcing the desperate 65-year-old to seek medical help.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine.
Oopsie daisy. Apparently, the method of choice to get the nuts off his cock was to surgically amputate the penis and immediately reattach it.
Oh, my.
You guys ready?
Yes. Go.
Oh, no!
What the fuck is that?
No.
That is exactly what you think it is.
No.
That is... Who took this
picture?
No. Pubic hair does turn gray.
No.
It is purple. It is borderline purple.
God,
how did that happen?
And I got to tell you something, Derek. I'm going to be honest. Those nuts are not very big.
No.
Those are no Meguiar nuts.
No.
That can't go around my pinky.
Those nuts are probably no more than like 2 inches in circumference.
He is probably pretty upset right now.
That his penis is that small.
And he's sitting on a slab in a hospital room.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to be small.
I guess the blood...
I'm not talking about his nuts.
Oh. His nuts.
Yeah, those nuts are like, they could go around my thumb, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
And look, the blood went to the dick and it didn't drain.
It didn't go anywhere.
There.
And that's the only reason why the rest of his penis is that big.
Look at that little thing in between. It's
it's bubbling.
It's like a big washer.
What are you? Look at that hair. Shave.
Oh, my God. Shave 65.
It's gray.
Right, you're not bringing that back up, right?
No.
Gray bush.
Gray bush.
I want ice cream now. You got ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, do you
raspberry
want some ice cream?
Ice cream?
I would love some chocolate ice cream.
That's horrific. Oh,
that was pretty bad.
Really bad.
I can look at a lot of stuff.
Well, we just looked at that.
Yeah. And that's like one of the few things where I saw that and just like I had to bend over and like grab myself and go like, oh.
Yeah, that's really ridiculous.
That's really, really bad.
Me getting hard right now, is that wrong?
Oh, no.
Do you have any nuts?
That was definitely something that's going to be burnt in my memory.
Go to Reddit if you want to see that. Obviously, we can't show it on the show. That's
just a little side note before the show started. Webmaster Mike had sent me a text. He said, I just witnessed a triple-triple.
Yes.
That's all it said. I just witnessed a triple-triple.
What does that mean?
And that was at 6:23. And then I messaged him back 6:25. I said, a 9-patty Wendy's burger? And then there was no answer. No answer. And it's now almost 9 p.m., right?
Yeah.
This is just to show how much of a black hole this room is. He sent me a text at 7:33.
Oh, and you just
an hour and a half ago, almost. The triple-triple is the 9 patty from God. Jake's Way Back Burger. Can we look this up, please?
What is that?
It's probably less appetizing than this guy's penis. Not Webmonster Mike's, the Asian guy.
Jake's Way Back Burger. All right, let's look at this together.
Here we go. Oh, put the penis back.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no.
Wow. What?
The triple.
You know, add enrichment try to it and Man vs. Food.
Oh, well, is there any...
The triple illegal.
Yeah, just
menu?
New Jersey. 3 locations, huh?
Menu. West Windsor would be the closest one, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
Interesting, because West Windsor is close to where...
Oh, there's one coming to Philadelphia. Is that where he saw it?
He's either in Philly or I know he's looking for an apartment because he's looking to come to Jersey, and West Windsor is right around the area where he was looking. So it's one of those two, but I'm going to say
looks,
it's Philly.
Pretty deadly.
Oh, my good God.
You can't even...
That meat looks so meaty.
How do you eat that? How do you even go about eating that? This is happening again.
I'm kind of confused, yeah.
Wow, that looks good.
I never understood that. Like when you make a burger that's so big that you can't eat it like a regular burger, so that means you have to like
take it apart, or just start from the
you're gonna run out of bread.
The whole part of the bread is so you don't have to deal with the meat.
The Earl of Sandwich came up with these. He didn't want to get his fingers dirty.
How heavy is that thing?
Oh, I mean that's probably quarter pound patties. So 9 times a quarter.
That's 40 pounds.
It's 2.25 pounds. Is that right?
Yeah, right? Like
All right, Adam Richmond could do that, no problem.
He doesn't do it anymore.
He's probably...
Have you seen him lately?
No, who is that?
He lost like 80 pounds. he was on Man vs. Food.
Yes.
And he was... I mean, he wasn't like slovenly, but he was a large guy.
He looked like a... He had a Bellucci thing going on.
I'm a little thinner than you.
Oh.
He had a John Bellucci thing going on.
Yeah. And,
John Belushi's thinner than me?
But he would eat the spiciest shit. His stomach lining was destroyed. Yeah.
So finally he gave up because he was, you know, dying pretty
much. Yeah.
And he lost all this weight. He lost like 80 pounds or something. And now he's like real thin. And he's trying to recover from a couple seasons of Man vs. Food.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty brutal. The shit he would do is really bad. I felt bad for the guy. I wanted to like, what are you doing to yourself? He's just...
Gross.
Yeah. Pretty nasty. He had to wear rubber gloves to eat certain foods.
Clutch says, Matt, when we going?
Yeah. This is pretty serious.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm going to do?
All right.
You know what? I'm going to make a little pact here.
Okay.
If I lose 50 pounds, we'll go.
What, so you can gain it back?
Yeah, exactly.
In one sitting.
You're going to get a fucking apartment in East Windsor?
Yeah. Jesus Christ, the triple.
Yeah. This just reminded me of something, and I would like to get the full video so we can do a little play-by-play here. Let me go to videos. Sorry, I'm unprepared. This just reminded me of something, so I'm going to try and find the whole thing.
Okay.
Why? What? I just keep getting this little 50-second thing.
Hmm.
There we go. A woman eats a 72-ounce steak in how long? How do you think? What do you think? Texting fellas.
20 minutes.
20 minutes, Matt. How long
like
do you
a
think?
Fat slob.
No, she is a very thin woman.
Really?
Yeah.
15 minutes.
72-ounce steak in less than 3 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
I will give you a hint.
Is she single? Does she swallow?
It's not. It's not Sonya Thomas, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. It is a world's record now.
Okay.
How long do you think? 72-ounce steak.
Okay, 72 ounces is 4 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
46 seconds.
Can she swallow 3 pounds in half a minute?
You guys want to just watch it?
Yes.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Video, that shit.
Well, even though I fucking said it right in the title,
how the
whatever.
Fuck?
Oh, I think I've seen this chick.
Oh, you have?
I think.
Wow, that is an annoying noise
in
the video.
Tell her to bend over. I'm not sure if I know her.
And it is officially a one-hour challenge.
1 hour.
Have you seen Mr. Brian Saylor?
She's covered in tattoos.
How many times has the challenge been ordered?
I think 1,000. Why?
Why?
How many people have completed?
Yeah, because he said he recognized her. So. 1,500 have tried, 500 have. That's something he would remember.
How many women?
Yeah, no, the first thing I noticed is like the skinniness and the tattoos.
Yeah. That is a big steak.
That's a lot of steak.
How does she do this?
Watch how she destroys this thing.
Oh, yeah. That's an eater right there.
Keep her away from my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how my ex used to eat hamburgers. She was skinny like this,
too. Is
that
why you liked her?
Yeah.
You saw her eating hamburgers?
All right, we're at 13 seconds, and she's about a quarter done.
How the fuck is this happening? What is she doing? She's like a bird.
Yeah, she pecks it like a bird, just like...
No, she has to take massive bites. So in order to generate the biting power...
How's she swallowing? It's so fast.
I don't know, but I'm very curious.
I thought you were going to say you're very turned on.
Yes.
That too.
Curious equals turned on.
But she got to make sure the dick ain't a steak.
Yeah, she's and that's like barely cooked.
What if she gets like a piece of gristle?
She's definitely filtering as she's eating, so... Oh my god, it's just a big chunk of meat. Alright, we're at 49 seconds and she's about halfway done.
I'm gonna throw up.
I'm gonna say right now she's like a quarter.
Nah, like third.
She's going around the edge. She's getting the edges first, which I guess maybe are the hardest parts because they're maybe a little tougher.
Giggity.
Mm-hmm. Now she's cutting it.
Now she's cutting it right in half. Fuck this.
It's too much weight.
God, man. It's like a lion eating a gazelle.
It really is. It's really hot.
She cut right through that shit, too, like mad fast.
For those of you playing at home, just look up,
I don't know. Can't see this right now.
World's hottest woman.
Yeah.
skinny woman houses a 72-ounce steak.
Yes, basically.
With hobbit ears.
Oh, man.
If you
do, and you post them on Facebook, that's impressive.
Please check in at Sailors.
Let everybody know.
She is.
Yeah, how big is her stomach?
Well, it's going to be a lot bigger in a second.
Yeah,
4 pounds bigger.
There's no way she could digest.
She looks like she's probably a. I mean, she's sitting down, so I can't get an idea of her height. But she looks like she has a tall frame. So she looks like she might be about 5'8", 120.
Molly Schuler.
Does it give her stats?
Nah, I'm gonna look her up real quick.
Yeah.
There's no way she could die. She has to throw this back up, though. No.
No, I don't know. 4 pounds is a lot, but there are some people that with eating contests who have an absolutely absurd. Limit of food that they could take in.
She killed that whole glass of soda already.
Yeah. Man, she did soda and now she's going to the water.
She just has a
man.
Oh my god.
Must be like the size.
She's an expensive date.
Yeah. Well, she gets to eat that for free.
She's married. She has 4 children.
Yep.
She's a bartender at Applebee's in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Right.
I was pretty.
Wow.
It's pretty close.
And she
here,
has
though.
4 kids. Well, she looks like she's in the. Mid-20s, maybe late 20s.
Well, it's pretty grainy. We can't really see the face too good. But she does. She's just a skinny woman.
Yeah, 2 minutes she's not and as 44 good seconds. When you see an actual last picture of her.
Yeah. She does look kind of homely. Yay.
Well, I missed like
you
half
missed
of it.
You did.
I was
done.
Looking her up and she ate it all.
Done.
I can't believe what I just saw.
And she wasn't... She took a little piece off the plate.
Yeah.
A tiny little
now she's
piece.
Like, and she's like eating fries now.
Yeah. Imagine what her shit smells like.
Oh, no. That's the thing in the same thing. She'd take a monster until shit. Then
was 12 minutes and 53 seconds.
Demolished.
World record. Was
she's tiny.
Yeah.
She's very, very, she's very svelte.
Less than half. Held by
a
bodybuilding
huge a third.
The little people really do
less
win.
Than,
these,
less than a third. It isn't about mass. It's about... It's about... What's it called? Technique and stomach positioning.
And the throat, though, too.
Tetrising it.
How the throat must... How the big chunks go right there.
Yeah, you got to...
Amazing swallowing ability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She definitely gives a mean deep throat. You know that.
I'd be afraid.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't put, after watching that.
With that biting power?
I'd be like, you know what?
I mean, that steak was probably in the middle, probably like close to 3 inches thick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, she was absolutely. Biting through it.
72 ounces. Yeah.
She was biting through 3 inches of meat.
Fucking, she's not human.
Yeah. That is.
Your muscles.
You know
like
what? They should have got her to remove that guy's cock. Yeah. It was one bite.
She would have swallowed
it. It would have been
mistake.
His probably his dream come true. So it would have been worth it.
It's probably what he was going for anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I see video of women bite through meat. I get my meat that big.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It was just as bloody.
I gotta, yeah. I gotta see how much a triple triple is.
A triple triple?
Yeah.
Cost?
Yeah. All right, let me guess.
Okay,
I'm gonna say $12.99.
I was gonna say $10.
Let's see what it costs in Windsor. Signature burger.
Yeah, they might keep it like under the $10 mark, like $9.99.
Probably right around $10.
What the hell is it?
West Windsor.
Triple triple burger. Right? How much do you think it is?
Well, I mean, just based on like Wendy's prices, I would say it's probably.
I don't think it comes with fries or anything.
It's just the burger.
Just the
burger. That's what I'm saying. Just yep. Based on a burger.
Nine beefs of patty. Yep. Nine slices of cheese. Less than 20.
Yeah, it's like a buck a slice almost, or a buck a patty basically.
So I'm saying $12.99.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like $10.99, something like that. But
$15.99.
Oh, that's close.
$16.
Woof. $16
burger. I felt that one.
Yeah.
My ear itchy.
But you can make probably at least five burgers out of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you can get a triple triple and then buy a bag
of
buns.
Make nine burgers.
And you can feed
it.
A family.
Yeah. 9 quarter-pound burgers is just plenty.
See, I thought a triple triple. I thought he's just like, like Jimmy Two Timer. Like, he's watching baseball. Hey, Gita just got a triple triple.
I just got a triple triple bypass.
Yeah. Feed me nine times.
Oh, that's going to be in the name of the show. Triple triple bypass.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget it. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's get to some news that we didn't do last show.
Oh.
Ooh, here's a good one.
Lorelai.
Anyway. I think we discussed these people on the show. Not entirely sure.
The Jews.
Okay. I'm waiting for this picture to load because it's slow somehow. Dawson, okay. What are you doing on my Wi-Fi? How come it's so slow?
I ain't doing shit.
Yeah, right.
I'm just hovering on it. I gotta start sending stuff to the Chromecast.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love my Chromecast.
Sexecutioner. Gwar. That's gotta be played at halftime.
Huh.
All right, here we go. That's not what I wanted to happen.
Wait a minute. Oh, oh.
What's going on?
Is that the fucking Hollister ad?
Yeah. I know what this is.
Yeah, you
Thanks,
remember
Derek.
Them, right?
Thanks.
You remember them.
Thanks a lot.
You remember them.
I don't.
You don't remember them?
Nope.
Don't even tell him.
What do you think of him?
I think he's a fag and she should be in my room.
Oh, well then.
Oh, really?
I'd second guess that.
Okay, never mind. That's a dude, isn't it?
Yep.
The sex change sweethearts.
I saw an Adam's apple. I could see it from here.
Who fell in love after both of them swapped genders? Well, they split up.
Wow.
They're no longer dating. They say that they will always have a unique bond.
They swapped.
Katie Hill and Aaron Andrews.
Wait, which
were
is
both
which?
Born opposite sex. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Katie, 19, and Aaron, 17, met at a support group. I don't know. Is that their new names? Or
I don't know.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Can you imagine how difficult it is to do that in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
My God.
That. Is that like a drowning city behind them? Like during a flood? They're like, people are dying. The house is destroyed. Yeah. Let's take a picture right here. Mm-hmm. The travesty behind us.
Take a selfie. Nelson Mandela's
funeral. Travesty in front of a travesty.
Both have undergone hormone therapy, and Katie had gender reassignment surgery shortly after her 18th birthday. I'm guessing they're referring to the female in this scenario.
Mm-hmm. But so now she's got his dick and he has her vagina.
I don't know. Did they switch?
That would be interesting.
It's like trading places.
So that was a legitimate dude with breast implants and now a severed penis.
I'm thinking that's just from the hormone.
The result
therapy.
Of the hormones. The little extra.
Couple now decided to split to focus on enjoying life.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not that fun being with a transgender.
By the way, real quick, I just want to go backtrack to this Molly Shuler who ate the burger.
Yeah.
I just said from her sitting down, I estimated her at 5'8", 120. She's 5'7", 125.
Wow.
That's pretty that's pretty good.
An inch and a pound, pretty much.
I said 120, too, at the same time you did. That was pretty good.
But I guess her height, she was sitting down almost to an inch.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That I didn't guess. I would have said 5'5", going by.
So, yeah, these two split up.
What a shame.
I honestly think it's a hoax. I don't think it's
gotta
real.
Be.
You don't think it's real?
Yeah, I don't think it's real.
But she does look like a dude.
I don't know.
Look at the throat.
Oh yeah, there now. Yeah,
look at
there.
The throat. That's an apple.
Now you
apple.
Can see.
Yeah,
that picture. The other picture was really designed to make him look.
This looks like a dude.
That's
right
Justin
here.
Bieber right there.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
Justin
but it looks like,
a
dude.
Yeah, she's got the Adam's apple. Look at that ship.
She looks kind of. She looks kind of like Middle Eastern.
Yes. Yeah. She looks like a girl.
Kinda.
No, it's got like the little. Look at the ears. That's.
Look at the ears.
Wow, the Dumbo ears. Anybody could have those.
Yeah, can't do much about that.
Oh, she looks good there.
She looks good there.
He looks like something out of Hollis.
He looks like a guy. He looks older there.
Yeah, like what happens? Do they just like scoop out their reproductive organs or something? No. What
how
do they
does
do?
This work?
Like seriously, like I don't understand. Like they're
why would you
they're
want to
born
fuck
you're born with certain reproductive organs. And that defines your gender above all, above anything else, like what you look like. That is all like environmentally, dependent, genetic. And if you are born with ovaries and you're born with testicles, that is your gender. That dictates it.
But if you saw if you saw this picture somewhere, you would not second guess it.
I probably wouldn't. No, I probably wouldn't. They're very convincing.
Yeah,
yeah. She's like the Hope Diamond of transsexuals. There.
That's.
Fuck it, that's the show.
That's
title.
Their goal right there. That's like the
Hope
I actually
that's the rating system.
I actually quoted that from Nip Tuck, but
is that,
yeah.
That's the rating system. That's what they use as the rating chart. The 10 out of journeys. It's like with the TV, that's what they hold it against, another TV, that's the rating chart.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
That's her on the right then, as a boy.
Yeah.
And that's him as a girl.
I'm confused.
He's a cute little girl. Look at that.
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Who'd have thunk?
I'm lost.
See, right there, that looks like a lesbian.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. It looks like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, yeah. But her, I mean.
The cheeks look different. Everything.
Yeah. She's very pointy.
The mouth looks different. Nose, everything looks different.
She had a lot of reconstructive surgery. She. Quote.
It. She. Well, she, all right, well, thing, she forgot to fix the ears.
Well, this was
that's
her
a midway. Yeah,
when he was him, just dressed up as a girl.
Yeah.
So he already kind of looked like
looked
a girl.
Girly, yeah.
Yeah.
He forgot to fix the ears out of all things, though.
I guess he got a reduction.
Yeah, a little nip surgery. Reduction.
Oh,
there.
So he was legitimately a woman.
He was a woman.
Yeah. Where
this
have you been?
Is so fucking confusing.
And she was a guy.
Okay, yeah. This is so weird.
You're still trying to wrap
gender,
your head around
this
it?
This is called gender
so
reassignment.
Confusing. Yeah,
this is
so reassignment.
I don't get how this is allowed.
Like, it's a seat in high school.
Yeah.
I got my seat reassigned. And my gender.
Oh, by the way, I'm a dude now.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
Yeah, like right there
looks
like a chick. Two chicks.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. This is just weird.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing.
Yeah, so they're dead.
They're dead. They're dead.
He's dead.
Oh. Well, I mean, what would you think? Like,
well, Barmus P. Tightwad says, "Fear not, you can meet them on Craigslist."
Oh,
thanks.
I would for the story.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Get him on the show. You're fucking.
Yeah, absolutely. Fly him
an
in.
An angry video game nerd. So I can evaluate them instead of a game.
Barnabas also points out that in Nebraska, they start having kids at 12. I got news for you. Having kids at 12 years old was pretty common up until a couple hundred years ago everywhere on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they can bleed, they can breed.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a reason why you start bleeding at 12.
Sure.
That's when your body wants to have kids.
Yeah. I'm just saying. It was common.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not condoning it or anything. It's going to happen.
Oh, we got the longest legs.
Oh, I know who this is.
You know who this is?
I don't know what her name is, but she's a tall, blonde woman.
Alexandria Robertson.
Yeah.
She's 20.
Oh, no, this is new.
This is a new one.
No, the other one was like closer to 50.
All right, so
holy shit.
She's 6'1".
Okay, she's shorter than the other one. Oh my God, her legs must look ridiculous.
How long do you think her legs are?
The other one was 6'5".
Really?
And her legs were something like 50, between 50 and 55 inches, I think.
Mm. Her legs so long she could scratch her ass by reaching over her shoulder.
Well, let me try and look up this one. All right, I see this woman.
The short
she was.
One?
She was, yeah.
Yeah, she has some
she's
legs.
She's a bit of a beast.
Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know. You got those legs, it's, you know.
All right. Oh, everything's so slow. Why is this happening?
I don't know.
Your modem lights are
I'm just trying to get
this chick, this Russian broad.
Svetlana.
Yeah,
blah.
Svetlana Hank.
51.9 inches.
Hank Rusova. Who is it?
51.9 inches.
51.9 was the previous.
So, but she's shorter then.
Her legs are shorter?
Wait, it says the real Miss Longest Legs, 6'1" British model with 47-inch pins.
So they're saying this other woman is lying.
Oh, claims she has the world's lengthiest limbs.
She doesn't.
Lying whore.
Let's see.
Her inside leg measurement is an incredible 37 inches.
Okay.
Miss Robertson is currently studying musical theater. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Inspired by beauty queen Anastasia, blah, 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 has 42-inch legs.
Let's see.
Oh, you want to see her?
Yeah.
Those are pretty fucking long.
Yeah. The torso is like 4 inches long.
That's the opposite of what Dawson likes.
Yes. Well, I like long legs and torso. So I want a 7-foot tall woman.
Okay. So wait. But they're not longer than...
No.
This is weird looking.
So what is this? The world's...
Yeah, she's just claiming it. She probably don't even know who the other woman is.
No.
What an idiot. Just look it up. Like, oh, I think I have the longest legs. Let me look it up.
This is weird. That looks so fake. She's wearing clogs.
This is such a confusing article.
I mean, even Stacy Keebler's legs are longer than that other one's. Stacy Keebler is incredible.
I don't know.
Yeah, what the fuck? Whatever. Anyway, losers. Weird. Big losers.
Meh. What else we got here?
Yeah, good.
Swedish.
Want to talk about the governor? I mean, you know, I heard you do a pretty good Chris Christie.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I heard you do a pretty good. Okay, let's hear it.
How you doing? My name is Chris Christie. I'm the governor of New Jersey. I did pretty good during Sandy McMahon.
Oh, yeah. So Chris Christie, or as I call him, Chris the Gist Christie, because he likes to just get down to the gist of things when he does. This guy, I mean, if he's involved with this scandal, let's break it down a little bit.
Let's do an overview of the scandal.
All right. So back in September,
sit on scandal.
The mayor of whatever fucking town the George Washington Bridge is located in,
Oshkosh,
yeah, decided to not endorse Christie for re-election. Fine,
whoops,
whatever. This is a blue state. We have a red governor. It doesn't surprise me, and it wouldn't surprise Christie either, probably, unless they were friends. You know, I don't know their intimate relationship here. So apparently, somebody in Christie's staff decides, you know what? Out of spite, we're going to shut down some lanes on the George Washington Bridge. And this causes massive traffic backup. Apparently, some people died, or at least one person died in this. It's a pretty spiteful thing to do. Completely unbecoming of an administration that has prided itself on being legitimately open and direct, you know, with the people of the state.
How does one even shut down a lane of a highway?
Yeah, do they do construction?
I'm sure there's a very simple procedure. Why would they do that though?
Like, it's just a weird idea, weird thing to do.
It's just a really just dumb scenario. So now it's finally coming out. Again, this Bridgegate thing happened back in September, I think. Before the election, of course. So now that it's, you know, been cozy and it's been a couple months now after the election, it's coming out. So he went ahead and he fired one or two people right off the bat. I mean, the day that it came about, he was right on TV. He's like sitting down at the fucking stand and he's like, this guy's humiliating and it's, you know, it's just not, this is not what we're about. And I thought he did the kind of thing that I wanted to see from the president after every bullshit thing that's happened. Instead of just coming on and be like, well, I didn't hear about it. I don't know. What happened?
First time hearing.
I heard about it when everyone else heard about it at the White House briefing before it happened, right? So basically, it's just the same situation. And you hear just this ridiculous response, like, as if it's absolutely a guarantee. I mean, we have no reason to believe He hasn't given us a reason to believe he would do something like this. Could he be involved? Absolutely. And it's just a matter of time before we find out. And I think, I'm pretty sure, if we do find out that he is involved, he will step down.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I think he will do that. Because that's, you know, just not the kind of thing you want to do. And he will then not be able to run for president. It just won't happen.
He'll be working at an Arby somewhere.
Oh, you better believe it.
I'll be eating there, too.
Yeah. America's roast beef, yum.
One for the customer, one for me.
One for you, one for me.
Wait, you eat a garlic knot when you did that?
Yeah.
That was good. That was perfect.
Impeccable timing by mistake.
But, yeah. And it's interesting because, like, Christie's, he's about as conservative governor you're going to get in this kind of state. And a lot of backlash from the extreme right, they don't like him, and it's because he's soft on a few very important stances. I don't understand the logic behind that. Like, this guy is obviously the best, one of the bluest states in the nation is gonna get. So cut him some slack here. You know, the guy's been elected twice, and nobody ever thought he would get elected once. I mean, it was pretty, considering, you know, the reason why he was elected, I should say, really, it was a no-brainer that he was going to win. But regardless, the circumstances are pretty hard to overcome. My concern with the whole thing is just the fairness of the treatment in the media between the parties. It's like immediately, like, oh, that's terrible. He should resign. It's like, well, then so should our president, because our president's involved with right now five times the scandals, and every one of them is worse than this. So I had made a Facebook post asking, what does the president have to do to get this kind of response from the same people who are calling out Christie on this? I want to know. What does he got to do? Does he have to murder a child, like, during like the State of the Union? All right, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow American, there have been some problems with babies being born after they've been aborted. For instance, this one right here was born 20 minutes ago. Thanks.
Just. Speaking about the president, I've got to do some selfies, just like he did at a funeral.
Yeah, get a selfie. There you go.
So I'm doing a selfie at his presidential funeral.
I don't mean to.
So I'm going
to
slit this baby's throat right here while it wiggles.
I don't mean to change
and drink
the
its blood.
Oh, go ahead.
And drink its blood with a crazy straw.
While you were talking politics, which, as you know, I hate. Yes. So I just kind of. I'm half listening. And I'm half going through somebody's Facebook photos.
Oh.
Somebody was at a party.
Oh, no.
You know, I'm just going, I have no idea who these people are. I'm just looking. What do you? Hey, they look like they're having fun. And then all of a sudden, guy with no hand.
What? What?
Guy with no hand.
Wait, what?
There's just a guy, and he's got his arms around people, and the one hand doesn't have a hand. There's a stub.
Girls must love him.
Wow.
And I whizzed right through it, and I was like, bah? And I had to go back. Guy with no hand. But you know what? Good for him.
There's
he doesn't care.
There's a character.
He's just like, hey, what's up? Can you imagine somebody just like put, and you're like,
oh, what's up, nub?
What? What's nub? Up!
There's a character from He-Man called Fisto.
Wow.
Yeah. But he had a giant metal hand.
I was going to say, this guy, Nub, must be good with the women in porn.
Yes.
He doesn't wear him like a hand puppet. A handless puppet. Speaking. Okay. No hand. Remember the story of had dated somebody?
Oh, yes,
twice.
Yes, yes.
She had no arm.
Like, yeah,
one arm missing.
A coworker of ours has a friend who dated a girl. They went out several times. They went on multiple dates, and I guess at one point she went up. She got up to go to the bathroom, or he went up.
She did.
She did. And the friend says, "Like, so what's up with her?" And like something like, I don't know, it's a foggy kind of story, but he's just like, she's only got one arm, dude. He's like, no, come on, that's ridiculous. And he's just like, no, man, she only has one arm. And he's like, shut up, you know, she's got two arms. And he's like, no, really.
I think I would have noticed.
Yeah. So they went out on, I don't know, like four dates or something like that. So what
How
happens?
How do you even not know the second he met her?
Yeah. What happens now?
He.
Dude, this guy is clueless. He's absolutely
clueless. Put both your hands in the air.
Yeah, put hands up. hands up or something like that.
He's telling her.
Stick him up.
Yeah.
I can't. Like, no. I only have one arm.
So she goes like this, and supposedly he's like, no, both your arms. He did. How
She's
did,
like.
He went, met her.
I'm going to have to go to the medical waste dumpster then, because that's where it probably is.
Three or four times he didn't even know she had one arm. They never hugged goodbye.
Nothing.
He never looked at her.
No.
Is he no, fucking retarded?
This dude is oblivious to like everything. Everyday life. Nah, you meet him, he's just like, so he's like looking all around and like very like stoic.
Oh, it's amazing. How do you not know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
She have a guy behind her like controlling like a fake arm. Like,
yeah, she always has like one of her friends with her from behind, just like.
that story. That is amazing to me.
Guy with no hand.
Nub.
Can you just get a picture on the screen of just the hand?
List?
No, I was thinking about
just
it.
Just the nub region.
Is it like smooth nub? Is it like button?
That's pretty smooth.
It's flesh nub. I mean, it's not like a metal like blunt and like Wolverine in that alternate X-Men
like
universe.
Like a balloon knot nub.
Where he's missing a hand.
Like a tie wrap nub.
Let me see, it looks
like the end of a sausage.
Oh, no, I could just save it.
You could do that.
It's got like frays of skin dangling off it. You could just brush it across the back of your neck.
Yeah. All right. Oh, wow. There it is. There's nub.
That's beautiful. Right at the joint. That's
Now he needs to put a metal cup thing around that.
Is he dressed like a pirate for Halloween?
I don't know.
You
That's
should?
A leg.
Well, no, the hook.
Oh, the hook. No, yeah, the hook. That's a pretty easy costume. Yeah.
Yeah. is his last name Skywalker?
Yeah.
Oh. How many other jokes can we come up with?
I don't know.
Poor guy.
Well, you know.
So anyway, back to
can't clap his hands.
I know if I saved that, it wouldn't have been as funny to me, and I wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
Or I would have forgotten about it. So. Oh, goodbye, Barnabas P. Tightwad.
I'll see you.
That was good to see him. Mm-hmm. I miss Barnabas P. Tightwad.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I miss when he was a manager. He was good.
Yeah.
Barnaby Jones?
Shame. Yeah.
Shame what happened to him.
This new chat box just keeps extending the top of the screen.
I know.
It's outrageous.
You know what? It's not bad. It just, we got to get the, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, it just keeps going.
Yeah, it just keeps extending the screen and it has like.
Oh, you know what? If you scroll up on the left side, it goes right up.
Oh.
Well, you need a monitor. And then you
scroll.
I don't
know.
Yeah, no, kind of. It's very strange. There's like no upper limit on this.
We're going to get a monitor on top of that monitor for it to keep going.
Yeah.
Up.
Uh-huh.
Just keep stacking them.
Mm.
No, it's little that this is brings up. You get to think I'm stupid. This is great. You know, when you're a kid, you're watching the credits at the end of a movie.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, is somebody like it's where's it going? It's going to the top of the screen, but is like someone pulling it through the top of the TV? Like there's a chart, like a. It's like, you know, you get older. Like wow, I was retarded.
Well, Steve number two used to have these little weird isms about him when he was a kid. Like he thought, like that if you were when you eat, that there's like a full line in your stomach that would tell you like when to stop eating, like in a car,
yeah.
Like in a gas tank. And he also thought that like when you were talking, that your brain is like typing the words, which it kind of is in a way.
Yeah, yeah, a little
but,
bit.
But he thought there was like a typewriter in your head.
Ding.
Yeah.
Ding. That little lever. Don't you miss that?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Not really.
Never know about that. That's one of them. Like,
now they just have that fucking enter button.
Yeah. We barely know.
Yeah, I had one of those old ass ones.
Right,
I used
I'm an
to
old
take,
bastard,
right? I used to take like all the keys at once and just get all the hammers
and
like just, all locked up.
And they
up.
All get stuck together.
Yes.
And they click them one by one. And eventually you get that one that was like the main culprit. And then they'd all.
You put your finger there and let it just smack your finger.
There's something so gratifying
about
that.
Yeah, just typing on your finger.
Yes.
A
little... Well, the electric ones are the best. I never used a manual one.
They had the ribbon. They had the automatic ribbon would just keep going.
Yep.
And
just old brother going, word going. Processors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thermal print. Noisy. Like, the electric typewriter I had was noisier than this computer.
Wow. Yeah.
Than that computer.
Yeah.
It was so, you turn it on, it was like. It was just like. Dush, 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 dush. It's very satisfying.
Yes.
Especially when you get on a roll. You know, like, well, because you're tight, like, you're learning to type on a computer, mm-hmm. and it's just like, mm-hmm. but, like, if you learn to type on a typewriter, oh, and yeah. you get fast, mm-hmm. it's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Because it's so loud.
You have the little white strips.
It.
You can yep. go backwards, the little white strip, and just hit the hammer, the space
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, yeah.
All the way down, yeah.
One
yeah.
of the buttons.
You go backwards, it, like, shifts mm-hmm. and goes up, yep. and then you type over it.
Yep.
All
yep.
this is doing is putting a white ribbon on top mm-hmm. of...
Yeah. It's had layers, and that's Braille.
Yeah. In fact, mine had red, too.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I had black, red, and white on the yep. ribbon.
Oh, shit. Yes, the mm-hmm. three layers.
Yeah,
you get
three layers.
You bring them up and down.
Was, yep. was it
wow,
a brother?
I remember that.
I don't know what it was, to be honest.
That's what I had. I got a brother around the same time. I guess it was around the same time as I got, like, a Super Nintendo. This is, like, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to type out all, like, the move lists and stuff before I had a computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when a blonde... uses a computer, it's just white out on the screen.
Yeah.
yeah. yep. You've got white out all over your screen.
So that sucked when you made a mistype, because I'm always mistyping shit. You know, but I love
yeah,
Google.
Yeah, now we're just back.
It corrects
back,
it, the
back,
phone,
back.
You get spell words on, wrong on purpose and hit space,
oh, yeah.
and it's finishing it for
I'm
you.
I'm amazed sometimes where I'll type stuff out, mm-hmm. and something happened on my iPhone where they must have updated it. We're now like, or maybe it's just on Google Chrome, where there's... like the space used to be all the way.
Yeah.
And now they have space and then they have period.
Oh, they added a little period.
Android's always yeah. had that. The
so, and that's
right
where my thumb naturally yes. goes for space. So as I'm typing, instead of typing space, I'm typing period.
You should be able to reconfigure the keyboard.
Yeah, you should be.
See, mine has that too, but Android's always had that. The iPhone, I guess, never did.
Yeah. I guess
no,
not.
I guess yeah, guess not. Yeah.
Or maybe it's just for Chrome. I don't know.
I mean, there's
no. It's in my text messaging too.
How many different
that.
Keyboard options do you have on the
None.
One. On the iPhone. You either have one or you don't.
Android, you have like a billion. Yeah. You could
customize.
See,
it's on Safari too. So,
oh,
I got you can put like 10 million different kinds of keyboards with all yeah. different layouts. Which is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
My fat thumbs, though. I can never use an iPhone just alone for that because my the screen's made for, like, 10-year-old Japanese girls.
yeah. So what else we got?
Oh. Are you done with Christy? I know you're done with him, but are you done with him?
Well, I'm not done with him as long as he's not involved with this bullshit. Mm. That's
that's going to be really disappointing if he is. Yeah. He's going to let down a lot of people.
It's like
they might be disappointed more than they are mad. You know, like, yeah. wow, it's a letdown.
Mm-hmm.
Pot is now legal in Colorado.
Yeah, oh, God.
Well, that's good. Maybe I'll calm down to shooters a little bit.
Relax. Well.
Did you hear what happened?
What?
I don't know. What's the story about?
Well, this one's just saying that, you know, the government won't come after you for smoking because it's legal. But they are worried about Mexican cartels.
Yes, they've already infiltrated some of the, what's it called? I guess the marijuana
shops
distribution bullshits.
Yeah.
Here's the other important thing is because you hear about these fucking potheads and like, oh, be so good because it makes so much revenue. And like, I'm like, do you know how expensive pot will be if it becomes available yes. nationwide? Guess what? Do you know how much it is like an ounce now in Colorado?
I did know, but I forgot.
It's like $400.
No.
Yeah, it just skyrocketed because the demand is outrageous.
The government's doing it for money. They don't give a shit about
$400
anything else.
An ounce. Good luck, potheads. You're not gonna be able to hold down a fucking job to smoke your $400 an ounce pot. It better be amazing.
Now if it's in New York, the cigarettes are like $11 or $12 yeah. a pack. What's
look
a
it
pot
up
gonna
it's
be a
it's
pack?
Some astronomical
it's
price
be $1,000 for a pack of pot.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's the most smoking their paychecks
in like the last week. It just blew up. Oh, I can't even afford to buy it. So then they're going to have to go through fucking illegal means to get it. Oh, and what happens? This is going to be the same shit all over again. This is why you can't legal. This is why we can't have nice things.
No. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
No, it's terrible.
Anything legal sucks.
It's terrible. and for all you people, well, all you people listening, I'm pretty much the same way with drinking, too. I don't even agree with drinking. I do it like maybe like once every...
Bars. My issue with bars is everyone getting there is driving. So this is
no, but people try to like compare like drinking and smoking marijuana as to being like virtually the same thing. I'm
See,
the same way with drinking. I disagree
drinking,
with
drinking, they're killing everybody else because they're fucking careless. Yeah. And they're smoking, they're just killing themselves.
Well, yeah.
You know? And their wallets.
Yeah. get any
killing their
on
bank
there?
Accounts. You know, they complain about how not having money for shit, but they got to make sure they have their cigarettes and alcohol. But they have, no money to
I mean,
pay their bills.
This article here,
and I got to feel bad for them.
Says $400 an ounce for legal retailer, $200 an ounce for medical dispensary, and $156 for black market, which would be street.
Yeah. $400 an ounce.
Now, how big is an ounce of pot? What's it?
That's like? Quite a bit.
Now, yeah.
But, is it like but a Ziploc bag? Is
they
it
do have different grades.
Yes.
Like it's you know like a dealer pretty much. Like yes. What are you looking to get?
But they put moisture in it to make it heavier too, don't they?
The potency. Potency.
Yeah. So they have different potencies and stuff like that. Okay. So you can get like, you know, probably some, you know, well, I guess what you call dank. I don't know.
No frills marijuana.
Yeah, no frills. That's just a white box with black letters. Marijuana.
The black and white aisle in Pathmark years ago. Yeah. I still love that. Ziploc bag of batteries.
Yep.
Yeah, you can get that or you can get the big fancy Coca-Cola marijuana for $400 an ounce. Oh, God.
They still do the no frills? That shit was the best.
They did have no frills probably up until like the mid-2000s. I'd still see the... Every now and then you'd get like this shitty aisle where like it would be maybe
no
for
color.
The season. It was everything was just black and white.
No frills, the best.
And the boxes all said no frills on them for everything.
Was it the Pathmark shit symbol though? Like the stripes? But they weren't colors, but they did that little pattern, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, now they... somebody just posted a picture of... Walmart, they have their own like no frills, and I guess they kind of repackaged everything.
Yeah.
So somebody took a picture of the macaroni and cheese boxes from Walmart. That's like their version.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean they got the colors on there, you know the Kraft colors.
Yeah.
But. I mean,
that's the Walmart colors.
The Walmart colors.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is. But
well, Kraft has a little more yellow.
Yeah.
So for those of you playing along at home, it's a blue box. It has a yellow arrow pointing down in the upper left hand corner. It says price first, and it's just white letters. It says original macaroni and cheese dinner, and on the bottom. Net weight 7.25 ounces.
Now, if they inverted the blue and the yellow, I think it would look way more.
Probably stand out more, especially in a Walmart. Everything's blue.
Yeah, then you wouldn't be able to read the letters.
But this is as much frill as no frills get.
But this is what the Pathmark ones was just black and white.
Yeah,
like this, and literally just had this like little zigzag logo across the top.
Yeah,
and it was just like no frills, like garbage bags.
But this is gonna be more money. They're putting color into this. They're wasting color, and you're paying more money for the ink than you are for the product.
Yeah.
Packaging always costs equal to or. On some items,
wow.
You pay
there's
the
a
packaging.
Store called No Frills Lower Food Prices, and it's just got the logo is just a bunch of bananas.
What was that? One of the North Dakota, Montana?
Oh, I don't know.
Midwest.
I'm gonna bring up. Oh, found them already. No Pathmark No Frills. Yeah, look that up, Derek. Pathmark No Frills. I'm trying to get.
Wow, that pitch is huge.
Yeah, it is massive.
Look how long it's loading. Holy shit! I haven't seen a picture
now,
like
just
that
bring
for
the whole thing
now.
Over.
All right, the first picture, the one on the left, I think that's just a regular Pathmark.
This,
yeah, but the no frills is that is the little bent line logo.
This,
the top, yeah, top left one, is good. The picture's massive.
This one,
yeah, no, the one that's huge. Yeah, the picture's retarded.
That's good. That's good. You just leave it like that.
Yeah,
but yeah, those are the no frills bottles.
They had red and blue. I thought it was just all black and white. Okay.
I think some of the stuff might have been just black and white.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was it right there. I mean, how do you know that that's really fucking window cleaner in there
with ammonia?
With ammonia. I love when they put the ammonia like right next to the
potted
bleach.
Meat food product.
I love it.
What is that?
I love
Who
it.
Bought that.
That's gotta be cat food.
It's gotta be. Yeah. Cat. That's even. I wouldn't even give my to an
sliced
animal.
Sliced carrots.
I would never get.
That's so awesome.
Look at this grape. Oh wow, they got a different font.
Yeah. Oh, that's like the army
military.
Font.
Yeah.
No brand. No brand
no
cola.
No brand.
Oh, brand.
In parentheses, nonetheless.
Quotations.
I'm sorry.
No brand quotations. At all. You've got no brand. Oh,
God.
So cool. Look at that. I just love the fucking pure white. What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Super
beer.
Fresh.
Beer.
That is
that's, that be any more
amazing.
Generic. That's amazing.
Oh, man.
Beer.
Yes.
Priceless.
Unbelievable. Yes.
How did Raj get in there?
I don't know.
All the people on Facebook who worked at the same Pathmark that I did, one of them opened up a Facebook group, Pathmark 577. If anybody wants to join, you didn't work at Pathmark, just go ahead and join. Just bust everybody's chops and be like,
I remember this store, it sucked.
I think we used to get the Fruit Loops from the No Frills, but it was F R O O T.
Yeah. Yes, yes. This is still real.
Yes, the Fruit Loops.
Oh, I love cereal bits.
Yeah, we have a lot of cereal bits.
Cereal bits. But that's funny.
And of course, Frosted Flakes. Cause
of course.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trademark that.
Frosted Flakes of corn.
Yes, of corn.
Tony the Tiger. I never see those commercials anymore. There's like no
cereal
commercials.
Because that guy died. I don't think they've really replaced them.
No cereal commercials no more.
See,
Japan,
now he just kind of like, there'll be like kids playing soccer, and then he'll just like be on the sidelines like,
they're great.
Yeah, are there like new
they're
cereal commercials?
Nothing. Like, nothing.
What exists now that didn't exist then?
I don't see
I see a lot of Fruity Pebbles with John Cena.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
That's funny.
I have never seen that.
Bring one of those up?
Yes, I haven't seen
that. I want to see that. Because they do the whole Fruity Pebbles bit.
How the hell did I miss that one? Remember the Keebler guys, too, with the cookies?
Yeah.
The Keebler trees? I never see that shit anymore.
I wish there was a Keebler Elf cereal. That would be amazing. The chocolate crackers? That would be fantastic.
How about Toucan? Follow my nose. Yes. Nose.
Follow your nose. Oh, you know what they still probably do is the...
shit.
That's funny.
Hey, Jay, I've never seen this.
So right now I just watched...
Of course, it's a guy talking about...
I just watched the commercial.
This is my review of John Cena's Fruity Pebbles commercial.
Because y'all know The Rock might say he looks like box Fruit Pebbles.
Get out of the sleeper with Fruity Pebbles.
He's lefty, huh?
That's funny.
John Cena's left-handed. We found that out from this commercial. I want that shirt.
Oh my God, the Bella Twins. Oh,
that is so weird. Usually when a celebrity does a commercial, that's the beginning of the end.
No, this guy is very camera friendly.
Yeah, let's say he's one of the
photogenic, charismatic.
There were so many good commercials growing up. A lot of good ones. Apple Jacks, if I remember correctly, didn't they have? And Rice Krispies.
A is for Apple. J is for Jacks.
Yes. Hey, Silly Rabbit drinks are for kids.
Yes. The Snapple, the Rice Krispies. The Snapple.
They started getting kind of dark with those commercials, didn't they?
Didn't one of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch guys die or something?
No,
he was missing.
He was missing.
He was missing. The other two were looking for him. And then all of a sudden they found him, and inexplicably the other two were gone. And then it was just the one guy.
Yeah, that's
there used
right.
to be three Cinnamon
that's
Toast
right.
Crunch guys.
Okay.
That was
I was thinking of the
storyline.
The Cookie Crisp ones, I was remembering. The cop always arresting the.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a well trained dog.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Alphabets,
yeah.
I got offended. I tried to sue him. I poured a bowl and it said, fuck you, one time. I never ate it ever again because I'm mentally scarred and it made me sad, you know.
Yeah,
cursing
the
cereal.
Is.
Is that Windows Vista?
The big game of the year.
Yes.
How am I supposed to? Come on, Wendell.
Wendell.
We need to make more Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Ooh,
yeah, we're getting low.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Look at all that Cinnamon Toast Crunch on TV.
Goodness, Wendell? Cinnamon.
That voice.
Oh,
just
cinnamon.
The right amount of sugar.
Sugar?
Sounds like a pedophile.
Crunch. I'm getting hungry.
Totally into
Mr. Rodman.
This scrumptious part of this complete
I'm
recipe.
Getting annoyed.
Wendell.
Yes.
Oh, Wendell's girl cinnamon to crunchy crazy.
Without remote.
Without Wendell, we can't make any more Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
What?
No. Without remote.
What?
Well,
shit,
look at the board.
Just stay tuned.
How will they get Wendell out of the TV? You can find out. One magic
I had that
specially marked boxes.
That's the thing too. The toys, in the boxes were great.
Oh, man.
No more toys in the boxes. Nothing.
And then, and then Wendell, I guess, killed Bob and Kalo.
Wow.
Quello? Quello.
I love how they had a black kid and a white kid in the commercial, too, because it would have been racist. That's, I guess, the beginning of the whole...
Yeah, that was right when they started doing
one
that.
Of every race and color in every commercial.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Cereal.
I love cereal.
80s was the best for everything.
I don't eat it anymore, though.
I buy it all the time.
Yeah, he does. He eats a lot of cereal.
I love it.
He gets to work in the morning and he pours himself a bowl of cereal.
Yes, I could eat cereal 3 times a day.
Yep.
I love absolutely.
Low fat or 2% milk and I'm straight, yo.
Straight.
I ain't fucking eating that on the toilet bowl, blowing a reverse volcano, coming out as fast as it's going in.
Triple decking. That's when you get some in the bowl, on the seat, and on the tank.
Ew.
It's triple decking.
Oh, no. It's the best is when it splashes up. You flip the seat up. It's all underneath the seat.
No.
Brown dots.
Is it the best?
Looks like splat of paint. Someone just took a paintbrush and
splat of paint.
Went like this. Like an 80s room.
80s. Tiger print.
Flip on the black lights. Like
zebra
ooh.
Print.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So we were talking about sports in the last episode.
Oh, yes.
And Super Bowl is going to be right here in New Jersey.
Yeah, good.
As far as I understand.
Know that.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen, Garden State Parkway, Asbury Park Convention Hall.
I don't know if you knew this, but I'm from New Jersey.
Asbury, did I mention that yet?
It was a big deal because they had WrestleMania last year.
Oh, boy.
Now they're getting Super Bowl this year.
Hey.
Wow. Stadium. Go Northeast.
That's almost a trifecta of
gayness.
Almost.
Thought this little
hey, no.
thing was interesting.
Let's see. Oh boy, was it Hackers commercial?
Hundreds of thousands of people are expected to descend on northern New Jersey for the Super Bowl in early February, but some advocates say football's biggest game brings with it an unpleasant side effect.
That looks
a rise
like
in sex trafficking.
One Super Bowl after another after another has shown itself to be one of the largest events in the world, where the cruelty of human trafficking goes on.
A recent training for nightclub
slavery.
Managers, hotel
about.
Security directors, and others helped
slavery.
Educate them about the warning signs that a person is being controlled and used in the sex trade, and the people who are looking to take advantage of them.
They're coming to the Super Bowl not even to watch football. They're coming to the Super Bowl to have sex women and or men
I
or
prefer
children.
That.
And where?
New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith co-chairs the House Anti-Human Trafficking Caucus. He says New Jersey already has a huge human trafficking problem, and MetLife Stadium's proximity to highways in New York City makes it an attractive locale
yep,
for would-be
that
traffickers.
That 18-wheeler was just hauling off a truckload of
major
young women
the hotel
from
Chinese kids.
Nicaragua.
The transportation means, whether it be flights, buses and
but where's the sex happening?
That people are trained
everywhere and
to be
anywhere.
Situationally aware.
I got a truck now. Let's do it.
Trafficking situation as it's happening,
and perhaps save some victims from sex trafficking.
No. See you at
Matt
the Super Bowl.
Associated Press.
Associated
so like
Press.
How much?
Some,
I want to know how much.
Like sometimes when the Super Bowl's coming or the Olympics or something, like you know they'll clean up the highways. They'll you know keep track of. We're just like you know what? Let's try to cut down on sex trafficking.
They go from,
I just thought that was really weird that that's what we're worried about.
I guess
not people driving drunk, crashing.
Are we in that good a shape of a state where we're just like, you know what? The only thing left is human trafficking.
Yeah.
Might as well address it now, guys.
Yeah. People aren't allowed to have sex at the Super Bowl.
No.
Apparently. Take
I'd
the fun
I'd
out of
rather
everything.
People have sex than watch football, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
No. No, legal
they'll,
or not.
They'll just make more football fans.
They should have a sex bowl.
I'm sure they
just
do something.
Throw them all on the field. Let them all go at it.
Oh.
Who's the winner?
Yeah, we should
everyone.
Do, that's what they should do. They should do like a Hunger Games, but with
the fucking games.
With women forced into prostitution.
Everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
They all win. Everyone goes home happy and swollen colon.
Except for all the slaves.
Oh, poor devil. Most of them are doing it because they're just... They want sympathy.
Yeah, that's why they're doing
that's
it.
That's why they're slaves. They're doing it on purpose. They're purposely putting themselves in position. They're asking for it.
Yes.
I wish Kevin was here, as I always do, because I miss him. Massachusetts, I guess, a teen with rare aging disease has died.
Aww.
Too old?
I guess so. One of these guys.
What? Oh no!
What? Kevin, Kevin loved these little guys.
Is that the Six Flags guy?
How old?
13 years. Average life.
Is that Earthworm Jim?
Something out of Men in Black. Is that one of
the? That's a progeria kid.
Yeah, 17-year-old high school student. Wow, 17. He was like ancient. Progeria died this Friday.
So how old was he, like, aged up to?
Physically? I mean, physically, he looks like he's pushing 90.
Yeah, that's insane. There's nothing they can do to stop that?
No.
I'm gonna share this on Kevin's Facebook page.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that sucks. But you think out of all things we could do.
His chick's gonna eat
him. You can make touchscreen phones, but you can't stop
well,
this
come
kid
on.
From aging it's to
a big
90s.
Jump. So we got touchscreen phones.
Make a touch aging gene. You can have like a slider. How old do you want to be today? Yeah. That sucks, man.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Did he like get smart like fast too?
No, I don't think so.
Fortunately.
So yeah, he's dead. And I think he's one of the ones where he kept showing up in all the Maury Povich shows and shit.
Yes.
So he's kind of a famous progeria kid.
Yeah.
That's weird. I never heard of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever heard of progeria?
No. Nope. Was it what? Is it nice there?
I'm a progeria kid. Is it nice there?
I will crush Sparta to all its existence.
Oh, it's Persian. Sorry.
Yeah. A Canadian teenage girl has been found guilty of distributing child pornography in connection with sexting pictures of her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
Nice.
The youth crown prosecutor for Victoria said Friday. The British Columbia case of the then 16-year-old, who is not identified because she is a minor.
Mm.
Well, at least she's got a good
she's
job.
A minor. She works in Pittsburgh, right? I thought they were done there.
But I'm... is believed to be one of the first cases in Canada where a teenager has been convicted of child pornography charges relating to sexting. So basically, she was sending pictures of other teenage girls.
So what's wrong with that?
Did she know?
Okay, we had a good one during the week.
She knew that she sent it.
Did she know that they were underage?
Oh, that's not good.
Today, how do we know it?
But how? What states were those ages legal that she could sex?
Well, this is Canada, so
yeah. Who knows? Gives a shit. Yeah, they fucking frozen. Everything's that they ice skate.
Oh, well, there's a video. I don't know why I didn't just play it.
All right.
Your video will begin momentarily.
Yeah, you know what that means. 2 hours.
On all three charges, including distribution of child pornography.
Judge is satisfied beyond a reasonable doubt that we're able to prove.
Hey, she looks kind of like that teacher that just got arrested. Let's talk about her.
I was going to mention that, man. I was going to bring that up.
But it's not quite that simple.
What is that?
The phone case. The iPhone case.
It's like a birth control case.
She's been convicted of distributing
iPhones
a naked picture of her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend.
A naked picture of her boyfriend's
done out of spite, not sexual perversion.
If she can be an ex-girlfriend, why can't you send a picture?
The evidence yesterday coming out in the text messages is neither she nor any of the users involved really realized the jeopardy they're placing themselves in.
This is one of those questions that is really being argued and discussed, I think, in a healthy way across our country.
Frank Black, the musician?
And there has been a lot of discussion of victim of cyberbullying that included a partially nude photo of herself. When Amanda Todd committed suicide, she made international headlines. That it is damaging and unacceptable is not being disputed. But the question is, should laws created to protect children from sex offenders be used against young cyberbullies?
It seems strange, I think, to all of us as lay people that
speak up, punk.
Pedophilia.
This isn't the that first case
like
to go before the
like
court.
A soft-spoken...
2 years ago, a teen took pictures of a 16-year-old girl having sex at a rave and put it on the internet.
Who uses what's a condom?
For distributing obscene material and had to write a letter of apology. But a conviction of possessing and distributing child pornography is a much harsher sentence.
Yeah.
And the first time in Canada, a teen has been charged.
Kind
of
a day.
It may well be difficult to find precedents. I've had a quick look already, and nothing I found quite fits.
The lawyer for the accused will be taking the case back to court, arguing that since it is legal for adults to send erotic texts, it is unconstitutional to sentence a minor for doing the same thing.
But if adults are not allowed to send that particular text, then neither are minors.
Well, they're dirty minors. You don't want to see that.
Yeah, it shouldn't matter where they work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's discrimination. Yeah, it's job discrimination.
It's true, yeah.
They're unfortunate enough to have a certain job. That shouldn't be right.
Yeah.
So about that teacher we talked about at work.
Mm-hmm.
About how no one's upset about it except the ugly women. That don't get any.
Well, I have another one here, or maybe the same one. I don't know. Married high school teacher arrested again for sex in a car with a second teenage student.
Let's see.
Don't you feel bad for that 15-year-old boy? You know, what a shame he had to go through all that.
No, but I'll take...
A married Pennsylvania high school teacher was arrested again Thursday, accused of having sex with a second teenage student.
Uh-huh.
Lauren Harrington Cooper, 31, of Wyoming Valley West High School.
Jewish.
faces new allegations that... Yeah. She sent racy text messages.
Racist?
Racy.
Oh,
racist.
And had sexual contact with a 17-year-old boy.
So how is that wrong?
It's not.
This arrest comes just a month. Arrest comes just a month after she was charged with having sex with a different 18-year-old student in December.
That's fine.
This
she's
lucky
keeping
kids.
It within the realm of realisticness.
The one that we looked at, we saw on the internet the other day, he was 35 or something. What the hell she was. Yeah. Having sex with a 15-year-old boy. Everybody's probably patting this kid on the back like,
good job.
Awesome.
I brought it's like on the George Lopez show.
It's like, oh, poor kid. Oh, and he had to endure that.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
As much as I hate George Lopez, that was pretty funny.
I like George Lopez. There.
Yeah, I like George too. Jorge.
There she is, and I don't know what that is.
Well, wow.
This is happening a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Where were these women teachers when I was a kid?
I guess they were around.
Jesus Christ. That would have been like...
They were a lot more careful.
I don't know.
I blame the internet.
Yeah, everybody gets outed too quick.
Because you know what? If a kid said... If we had a hot teacher and a kid said that they did this with them, we would just tell them they're full of shit. Now they got text messages. They got... Like, no, check it out. And they post it on Facebook.
We didn't have internet when we were kids.
All these young whippersnappers and they're Facebooking.
Yeah.
Something like this happened in 91. It took forever for it to get out, to expose.
Yeah.
Now it's like instantaneous. A push of a button on your phone to billions of people. The right people see it.
Yeah, whatever. So it's out. Who was the one you were talking about?
I don't even remember what the fuck her name is. What did I say she did? This is
teacher. She was a teacher. 15-year-old boy or something like that. And everybody, owed to humanity. Just poor
by
kid.
By the way, the husband kind of almost has baby banana tits.
He does a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. He's like right there.
Like Arnold tits. That's what they look like now, probably.
Can't remember what the hell her name was.
Yeah, I just remember everybody on Facebook saying, like, oh, please. Like, my God. Like... This poor kid. Oh wow! Don't we feel bad for him? Because you know, right now he's living the life. He has to get the smile surgical.
Oh yeah.
Off his face.
I can't even think.
Whatever.
Yeah. This one was pretty hot though. Whoa!
You right there?
That sounded like some kind of weird computer noise.
Try it again.
Like a. Not that, the other thing.
Oh, the can? No,
that.
All
right. Yeah, like a little fucking keyboard.
Coke makes my eyes tear, by the way.
It does. It's very bubbly.
Yeah, it's good, because if I have dry eyes, I just take a sip of Coca-Cola, and I'm straight again.
Why don't you have dry eyes? What are you, 87?
All right, Sonny, give me the eye drops.
Where's my eye drops?
She got charged with, like, aggravated sexual assault.
I don't think there was anything aggravated about it.
Not at all.
No.
Hold on.
The kid was aggravated when it stopped.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it?
Okay. Just
lucky kids. I want to go back to high school and pretend like I'm 15 again so I get a hot teacher to plow me. Or plow her.
Yeah.
Bend her over, show her all 50 states.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I never Googled it to find out.
Yeah.
Still
sure with the nutsack that is the United States.
Yeah. Maybe just say it, make us see stars. I don't know.
Yeah.
What the hell is that guy? That looks like a Mexican landscape.
It actually looks like Steve Number Two's dad. I don't know why I can't find it.
Does he have a Marlboro jacket on?
It was on Facebook. Pix 11 or Fox 5, one of them, had it the other day, and to find it now would be impossible.
It doesn't matter. We gotta get going anyway. I'm getting fucking tired.
Yeah, I see you over there getting a little lazy.
Yeah, I am getting a little lazy. I gotta watch Sherlock and go to bed. Actually, I don't think I'm gonna get to watch Sherlock. 10 o'clock. too long. I have to watch it tomorrow.
Well, 42 minutes without commercials if it's on DVR.
No, it's like an hour and a half.
Okay, you're fucked.
Yeah. Not doing it. Not doing it. All right, guys. Well, good show.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Hopefully, the Super Bowl's right around the corner, and then after that, we should get Kevin back.
Yeah.
If he still wants to do it, I don't know. Or maybe this is his way of telling us that he doesn't want to do it anymore. Mm.
I would like to participate, be part of the show with Kevin and whoever else.
Oh, fuck you. You're not coming back.
Yeah. Well, until Steve comes back.
I'll hold up signs.
Yeah, we'll put you in the back with China. All right, RistocratsRadio.com, CWERadio.com. I'm tired. I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Fag it.
See you guys later.
Peace. All
right.
Peace.
Hey, you. Get your damn hands off her.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite.